Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Miss Tanika, what's going on, girl? You know I had to give you a call back and rock your world and say thank you so much. You know, every time I hear your lovely voice, I just seem to blush and I can't get enough. I figured I'd give you a little call back and do it a little different for you. Something you've never had before from me. A brighter day instrumental, baby. So let's get it, all right? Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I said, hey. I said, hey. I said, hey. Yeah, I said, hey, Miss Tanika. It's nice to meet you. You a radiant, positive light. I love everything you do, day or night. I think that I'm with you. Everything is all right. I hope you having a beautiful day, as beautiful as you, because you deserve the best out of life, and it's true. I hope you understand that I appreciate you, even if I don't always get over to your station to make you smile. Just know that I'm thinking of you and everything that I do. I hope you having a great day, Miss Tanika. That's all I wanted to say. Hey,
what's up, what's up? You are listening to Tanika Drake. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Don't forget to come back every single day, every single week, and every single 60 minutes, 5 seconds, 24 hours, yada yada, to listen to Tanika Drake, because you might just learn something. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior, speaks the truth. Peace.
Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, He does. For the Bible tells me so. Hey girl, it's Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions. I hope you're doing well on this Sunday morning. I just felt like singing and I felt like sharing it with you. So God bless you, and remember, God is always on time.
Listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Stick around, have a couple announcements, and we'll be right back.
Hey girl, just stopping by because I have recently listened to your voice message that you have sent to me on my podcast. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, by the way. That means so much to me. I also have added it to my episode. Shout out to you for, you know, being a supporter on my podcast, and I really do appreciate that voice message. And also, happy belated New Year's. I am so, so sorry that I am so late. I rarely check my voice messages, but when I checked it, I saw that you were the first voice message, and I listened to it, and that really made my day that day. So thank you so much. And I'll be sure to check out more of your podcast. Let me know if you ever want to collab, by the way, because I am looking for people to collab with. So you have a blessed one. You have a blessed night. Talk to you soon.
Good morning, Tanika. This is Dr. D over from the Boom Factor, and I'm saying hi to you through Safe Zone Broadcast. I see Anchor have upgraded again, and like when they do they upgrade and I sent them a ticket, it wipes out all my favorites. It's like I'm starting all over again, and then once I download the app and upload it again, then all my messages and stuff come up. However, it do not capture my favorites. So I really sent a complaint because it had wiped out. I had like over 600 favorites. And girl, I don't have not one on my Boom Factor side. So I want to just say congratulations and God bless you on your third year with your podcast. And I'm going to have to say something else on the next one because I done ran out of time. Yeah, you know that time limit be cutting us off. But I want to send a shout out to my girl, Tanika Drake. Congratulations on your third year of being an awesome podcaster, demonstrating God's gift to his word through the globe. Oh my God, it's been rocky, huh? But you hung in there. And we want to come collectively. I'm Dr. D from the Boom Factor family, Safe Zone family, Redeemed by the Blood Ministry family, Urban Management Group family, Marinette Publishing family. Come on now. We want to send a shout out to you. Look, guys, go ahead and favorite her station. Check her out. She's been a blessing. We've been connected for 3 years. Well, really, it's going on, the fourth season, huh? All right, now, girl, I'ma holla. Y'all, hit that favorite button for my girl.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Ann Capone. And I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through his word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
God, you know, and leave everything there under the Lord. And just keep praying and you get through. You will go right through it. You only have to put your trust in the Lord. He'll make a way. You can't make a way because you're not that great, but God will make a way. Yeah. He'll open a door. And that's what's happening to me. He opened a door and I just walk right through. Yeah. Girl, you're something else.
That was my grandma sharing some words of wisdom about how to get through life. So I'm going to get back to you guys in just a little bit.
June, sometimes June act funny, but I don't pay it no mind. God is good. All you got to do is trust him. And I just put my trust in the Lord, and things work out. No longer will this girl go get this baby from.
Thank you for tuning in to God's Gift Through His Word with motivational speaker, author, and podcaster Tanika Drake. Stay tuned to be inspired, uplifted, and motivated to go forward in your faith. Now let's listen in to see what Tanika has for us today.
Good morning, everyone. This, of course, is Tanika Drake. Please forgive me for the background echo. I'm sure you can hear it. Had to move to another room today. And, well, don't have a built-in studio, so I am doing what I've normally always done. And that is just using my voice to the best of my ability to share with you guys an encouraging, inspirational word. Now, I have done something this weekend that is causing me to be out of sorts in a major way. I have taken this huge risk and I'm gonna go for it. And man, I told myself this year I would take risk, and definitely I'm taking some big steps, and the how, I don't know, but I'm going to leave it in the hands of the Lord as I push forward So here I go. Here I go, jumping off the deep end again. I'm always doing something and I'm looking at myself like, is this gonna work? I don't know, but let's just do it. And I was thinking, you know, we really, truly only have one life to live. That's it. You don't get another round. You're here today, gone today. You may not be around again. Les Brown pointed that out very clearly in some of the things he shared. And there are many other speakers, authors, teachers, believers that have the same momentum in what they share, and they have the same big message. And it's clear to me that I have to do this. And one of the before I start going off a tangent, let me pause right now, because sometimes we forget that the Lord has called us to do things. First, of course, share the gospel, share it. But then he's requiring us to do stuff in our lives. So let me go ahead and pray, and then I'll get back to the story. And of course, I have a scripture. So let's do that real quick before I get tied up in the story, and we'll get right back into the story. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you today humble, the humblest as I know how, Lord, and I'm asking for your help on today, Lord. Lord, as I embark upon this journey, Lord, I'm just asking for your help as I take this leap, Lord. Not just a leap in my life, but Lord, just a leap in trusting in you. Just always taking that risk on myself, Lord God, and on you. Lord, I pray today that person or the persons listening today, if they are going to take a risk in their life, Lord, that they do it, whatever it is, whatever the cost. Lord, have them be grounded in you and to focus. Lord, we only have one life, and Lord, you give it to us, and we have to make the best of it with all the good decisions that we can, Lord. But also there is some risk involved. Living is risky, Lord, and doing many things is risky. But Lord, when we don't take a chance on some of the things that you've laid on our heart, Lord, we are just letting our life just simply dissipate and just start to just slowly fall away. So Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to be courageous. Lord, if there's something that you've laid on our heart, and we are to do it, Lord, give us the strength and courage to look at that thing and go for it, no matter what, Lord God. Let us put our faith and trust and hope in you first. And then, Lord, take the jump. Take that leap. Lord, you have created us for such amazing things in this world, Lord, that we need to understand that we have been called by you to do a work. Lord, you have need of us. And Lord, we need to get busy and get in our positions and do what it is and stop being scared. Lord, there's no time like the present for us to get and do what you would have us to do. So Lord, that is my prayer on today, Lord, that I would get in position and that whatever feelings of fear, Lord, that they would go away. Because Lord, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So Lord, let us be stable and steady and keep our trust and hope and faith in you. For you are the one who controls and leads us where we should go. So Lord, let us trust in you in everything that we do. And Lord, if there was someone listening today, I pray that, Lord, that they would take a risk and a chance on the Lord Jesus Christ on today. That they would open their heart to be receptive to the word and be encouraged and uplifted and inspired. Lord, this world is challenging that we live in, but Lord, you have overcome everything. Lord, I thank you for the amazing work that the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. Lord, without that redemptive work, the redemptive power of the sin that was taken upon him, Lord, we could not be here. Lord, thank you for everything, all of it. Lord, I thank you for each and every listener. I don't know who they are individually, but Lord, I thank you for their time. I thank you for their hearts and their minds. Lord, increase me as I develop, Lord God. Increase me in my faith to just trust in you more, Lord God. And all of us can use more growing of our faith. Lord, our faith will be tested. So, Lord, I thank you for today. I pray for those going through financial challenges, any types of illness in their body, and Lord, any type of relationships that need to be reconciled and restored. Lord God, I lift them up to you today, and I thank you for all the precious people who have been placed in my life. I thank you for all of them, near and far. Lord, protect them, bless them, keep them, watch over them, and keep them in your perfect peace and will. In the name of your son Jesus, I pray. Amen. Okay. So today, I'm going to be coming from Matthew, the 14th chapter. And I'm only going to read a little bit of verses, the 28th through the 31st verse. And this made me think of, it is risky. It's risky. Life is risky. Everything is risky. Nothing, while we go through this life, nothing is safe. And I know people think, well, I'm safe, but in reality, when we look at what's going on, we're walking in a world right now that's very risky. It's even more riskier today than it was some years ago. Okay, so here we go. And I'll be in 14, 28 through 30, 31. And it reads, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Now, a whole pause for this. Now, I know that I've been called on this a lot, and I'm working to become better at it, and I hate when sometimes I take things out of context, so I might get a call from one of my pastor friends or what, but they'll straighten me out later, and I will definitely have to answer. So I am always open for correction, and it happens, and I then, when I'm told things that are incorrect, I just have to shut my mouth and accept and learn. So it's accept and learn, not be like, accept and be bitter, accept and rage, accept and be angry. It's accept and learn. And sometimes in those times when I am corrected, sometimes I just get quiet. And like John Telrico says, and I like his statement that he mentions often, quiet your mind and quiet your mouth. And sometimes I have to do that, especially when it comes to scripture, because I'm yet learning and I'm yet growing. And thank God I'm not where I was before. I still have a lot of work to be done. But before, some years ago, before I had amazing friends come into my life and amazing pastors and people that pour into me, I was in the weeds somewhere out there. somewhere out in the cloud space continuum of craziness that didn't make any sense, okay? So that's where I was, and I continue to work on myself. I have to. It is always, the mind is always wanting you to not do something. And I made a decision over the weekend, as I was sharing my story early, but I didn't want to go too far. I made a decision to take a risk. And I'm going to do it. It's very risky, which means I'm stretched outside of my comfort zone, which makes me very uneasy, which some of us have to get out of those comfort zones. And I'm out of mind, feeling out of sorts, but I trust God. So what this means by just trusting God, I don't want to say it to be trite and make that sentence just another cliche or Christian colloquial phraseology. I don't want to do that. What I am saying is I am really taking a step of faith, and I've jumped in a program, matter of factly, of it's called LEAP. And I'm leaping. I have an idea, and I'm going to pursue this idea, and it's going to cost me. It may cost me my life, but I'm going to pursue it, as I believe in my heart God has called me to do a certain thing, and I'm going to do it. And part of it is this right here, this podcast, this speaking, this articulating to you my thoughts. And I beautifully love sharing on the podcast, because you guys get to hear who I am. You guys get to hear me talk your head off all day. Well, not all day, but if you wanted to repeat and listen to me, you could. But you get to hear where I am apprehensive. You get to hear the unpolished version of me. You get to hear me just as I am. So going back to the passage, I took a tangent, but the reason I stepped out like that is because we have to have courage. That's so important to us sharing our faith with others. What is it in your life that you're going to step out on faith and do? Because it's risky. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you something, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, or whether it's your talent, or whether it's all three. It's going to cost you. And are you ready to pay the price? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He paid. So going back to this passage just slightly, when Jesus said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid," do we must remember one thing? Greater is He that lives in us than he that lives in the world. And when we understand that, even Jesus will say and utilize that word, and the Bible speaks of it very often. I'm gonna have to look up how many times, but courage, take courage. It is I, don't be afraid. When Peter had saw Jesus walking on the water, he cried out to him, "Lord, if that be you, call out to me to come." And Jesus did just that, come. Now, we often are called to do something, and Jesus is calling you, come. This is the time. Come. Come and share. Come and partake of me. Come and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Why do you doubt the Lord? Why do you wonder what I'm able to do? Why do you sit and ponder in your own thoughts about what God will do and what he won't do and all of these things. Why do we get in the weeds of our minds and our mindset gets messed up? Because we don't yet trust. It's risky. It's risky. So, during that passage, I saw a few things. Start. Peter started to believe. He was out there and he's walking on water as well. He started to believe. But when he realized what he was doing, oh my gosh, he started to sink and cried out, oh my gosh, Lord, save me. He was in momentum. He was in the momentum of the faith, of the trust, of the courage. He's like, oh yes, I'm going. Now this is speculation. He's not saying that. I'm just saying that for my own mind's sake. Please don't say that I said that's in the word. It's not. That's just me. That's just me just ad-libbing. So he went out there on the water. Then when he realized he was sinking, he cried out, Lord, save me. Guess what? Immediately, our Lord Jesus, he reached out. He reached out his hand and he caught him. He caught him. And he said, you of little faith. He said, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Those phrases, you of little faith. Sometimes we have very little faith in God. We have faith, but it's little. Sometimes our faith needs to be stretched. And we are where we are in our faith. We need to be stretched. So our faith has to grow. And continuously, God will be growing our faith, testing our faith, seeing where we're at, examining if we're part of the body. What is going to happen to you if I put you in this situation? Will you still yet call me your Lord? Will you still yet believe and trust in me that I will make a way? All those things you say, they sound good, but now I'm going to test it. I'm going to see, is this real to you? Am I real to you? Is your faith real? Or are you just fronting up Front Street? Like I like to say to my kids, is this a front? Is this a facade? Is your faith real? If I do anything to you or allow things to happen to you, will you still believe in me? Will you still believe in the Lord? It's risky. But when you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you know in your heart of hearts, God is who you need to trust in. Yes, there are these different voices, but there's only one voice that matters, and that's the voice of God. And when he speaks to you through whatever way he talks to you, listen. Open your heart to be receptive. Open your mind to listen. Open your heart. Now is the time. Now is the time. This year, right now, it's still fresh and new. There are so many things that we need to take risk and take a chance on. This is the year to do that. I don't know, last year was strange and different. Not those words play it down so much. It was extremely challenging, and we're still in extreme challenges. But I want to encourage you today. There are some of us, and there are some of you that are out there, and you have these amazing ideas, but you're looking around for permission. You're asking left and right, and you're asking the Lord over and over again, Lord, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? Lord, should I do this? Should I do this? Lord, should I do this? And you need to be that car. you need to be that spiritual car. And just move. If it's not right, and if it's not what God would have you to do, He will direct you. I believe with everything that I have, God is always orchestrating everything we're doing. Always, always. We have free will to make decisions, absolutely. But God is always directing us where we should go. Believe that you can trust your heart. You can trust your mind. And I'm talking about trusting your heart in the ideas and things that God has placed in you to do and to move. Sometimes we don't move because we're like, oh no, I cannot do this. I'm afraid. And I've shared with you guys many a times that when I first wrote the book, I was scared to death writing it. And then I was even more scared when I published it. I was like, oh my gosh, it's out there. I can't retract it back. But I had to just do it in fear, do it scared, do it anyway. And I jumped and I did it. And now I feel good that I did. I feel good that I did. Was it scary? Absolutely. That was on my heart? Yes. God had given it to me on my heart and had placed people in my life to help me, to guide me as to where I should go. They weren't telling me, they were guides. So you need to start trusting in the Lord. I went to church Sunday with my kids and we are back in service here over here in California. Still have to wear masks, socially distance, of course. Things are different. At communion, it was a blessing to be in church and that I actually got to go back to church. And it was a blessing when they first opened church and we were outside and now we've moved inside. So little victories, little steps, as the pastor was talking about, little victories, they warm our hearts. They warm my hearts and my kids now, as I've been forcing us to go to church even outside, they are happy to go. My daughter, who has a special need, I say a special gift, but she has autism and she says church. She looks forward to going. My son looks forward to going. Now, it's not like they don't hear mommy talk about the word and I pour into them as best as I can as a mom, but for them to look forward to that, I know it will stay with them as they grow and become adults. They can look forward to not just church, but to learn the word and know that the word will sustain them past mom, past their friends, past a job, past career. The word will sustain them when they're going through hardships, not knowing what decision to make, and then running to God for help in every area. And that's what we should be doing, running to Him in every area. There are things that I still run to Him for because I want to be holy. I want to be as holy as I can be in my imperfection. I want to be. I live on my life to do that. So, I wanted to ask you, are you going to continue to wait? Are you going to continue to wait? See, only a real risk tests the reality of a belief. C.S. Lewis said that. If you believe in yourself 100% wholeheartedly what God has given you to do, you do it. Don't second guess it. Just do it. And there's something that I learned from this company, and her name is Barry Bumgarner. And this is something that they have, a logo slogan that they have, and it says, if not you, who? If not now, When are you going to take the leap of faith into your dreams, into your ideas, into things that God has put in you? When are you going to take that leap? Will you jump now or jump later? I pray you jump now. Whatever that looks like for you, take the leap, because you're running after your dreams and your goals. And your goals, put into plans, put into action, your dreams become a reality. So go and jump and be like Peter. Continue to have the beginning part of Peter and step out on faith truly. And if you find yourself sinking, you know, do as Peter did. Cry out to the Lord, Lord, save me. You cry out to God. You cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only way. Because he is the truth and the life, and nobody goes to the Heavenly Father but through him. So when you're going through these things, my beautiful saints, my beautiful believers, and those who don't know, you're a beautiful as well. God has created you for more than what you're doing, and more that you don't even know that you're capable of doing. And sometimes we sit on the sidelines and say, I don't know if I should. Even though God is giving you something, he's giving you an idea, but you don't know. Don't let that idea sit one more day without you acting on it. Look, your girl here likes to do all kind of risky things. It's not wise. I do risky things because I want more out of life, and I'm working to do that. Sometimes I look at myself like, Tanika, here we go again. Here we go again. You're doing it again. I know. And this time you're doing it bigger. I know. Here we go. And I jump. Like, okay, we free falling. But God's going to catch me. And if I should falter, I know my God is there to catch me. Just as he caught Peter, he will catch me. So on today, start. Understand that you have been given a gift. You are amazing. You're beautiful. I spoke to someone over the weekend, a fellow podcaster, and I had to echo those sentiments. Sometimes we have to be kind to ourselves. Be kind. Take the risk on you. Take a chance on you. Because who better than you to take a chance on yourself? You may not think that you're capable, but you quite are. You're able. You have the ability. You have the talent. And if you don't have belief, I believe in you. I believe you can. I believe you will. And I believe you must. You must. You must. So do it. Grow. Jump. Leap. When? Now. How? I don't know. But don't worry about that. Just jump. So I just want to thank you all for listening today. Hey, I want to also let you know, I want to create a virtual event, okay? I said it, I put it out there in the podcast sphere. I want to create a virtual event. Do I know how? Absolutely not. But I'm going to do it. This is me stepping out and taking a risk. So I'm going to be thinking about doing a virtual event. I learned something doing a 3-day virtual event. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And I'm always learning. And I'm like a learn, apply. So now it's time for me to apply what I've learned. And here we go again. And there's a quote that I found, but I'm not sure who said it, so. It fits right here though. Don't wait. The time will never be just right. Time will never be just right for you to start a business, for you to restart a business, for you to just start anything. The time will never be right. We'll wait till my kids get older. Wait till I get everything in order. Wait till I lose 100 pounds and have this amazing hair. Like, and then wait. No, it won't be like that. Life is not going to wait till you are in a beautiful prime spot that you feel. Life is just gonna move in time, waits for no one. As it progresses, it grows and it moves and it doesn't stop. So don't wait. Don't wait another second. Don't wait another day. Jump. And once again, if you should feel like you're beginning to sink, don't forget to cry out, "Lord, save me," because He will. So thank you so much for taking your time to listen. I hope you will have an amazing, beautiful, blessed day. I always hope that for you. So happy, amazing Monday to you. I hope that you will enjoy, and I am looking for you. I'm looking for you if you want to share your voice on this particular podcast. I want you to come. I want to always provide a way for people to share a little bit of their story, and I thank you for being here today. And remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Can you feel a sister? So you guys have an amazing day, and remember, it's risky, but take a chance on you. No one better to take a chance on. God bless your hearts. Have an amazing day. Take care.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Hello, hello, and thank you, dear hearts, for listening to your girl, the one and only Tanika Drake. You are tuned into, of course, God's Gift Through His Word. So please listen on the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podbean, Player FM, Radio Public, and Spotify. Now, there are so many more places to tune in. Please stay tuned in to God's Gift Through His Word and share, subscribe, and I pray that this is a place where you can enjoy the Word as much as you can learn a little bit more about the Lord. So have a blessed day, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning into my mom's show.